An American Airlines MD-80 jet headed for Dallas returned to Boston's Logan International Airport after the crew reported smoke in the cockpit. Flight 1413 landed safely and no injuries were reported. Smoke in the cockpit. Smoke in the cockpit. 6 bits. Boy, shades of Flight 800. That's got to scare the flaming hootie out of most airline employees these days. Seeing smoke in the cockpit instantly conjures up images of a plane barreling to the bottom of the Atlantic. Smoke in the cockpit is not a pleasant reminder. It doesn't bring nostalgic thoughts with it. It isn't what fond memories are made of in the airline industry, people. I mean, it's not like smelling the faint scent of burning leaves on an autumn day. This is panic time. Now, these folks didn't panic. They just flew that bird right back to Boston's Logan Airport, and everyone landed safely. I can tell you I wouldn't have been calm myself, not after what happened to Flight 800, which again started with, you guessed it, smoke in the cockpit, 6 bit. I'm afraid as a pilot or as a co-pilot, upon hearing news of smoke in the cockpit, I would have kicked into a full-blown frenzied paranoia panic, people. I don't want to die! I don't want to die! Help me! Oh, God, help me! I should have been a cab driver! Oh, God! Meanwhile, the rest of the flight crew, calmly staring at me, saying, easy, Tommy. We'll land this bird. No need for panic. We'll head on back to Logan. We're never going to make it to Logan, you fools! We'll be fish food in a matter of minutes! Sharks will devour what's left of us! We'll never see our families again, don't you understand? What's the deal with Mishki, Chuck? Seems a little unstable. No, he's been obsessed with the inability to find the cause behind that Flight 800 crash. It's a smoke thing. Well, once we land, he'll be fine. We're not gonna land! That's the point, damn it! We're not gonna land, don't you understand? That's what I'm trying to tell you! The passengers are already getting on their life jackets! It's over! We're gonna meet the bottom of the sea sure as the Titanic, only we'll have fewer survivors! As in Zippo, nobody, nada, absolutely nothing in the way of living bodies swimming away from this one. This is a death sentence, you fools. You can forget all about Boston's Logan Airport. It's over. It's over. Chuck, why don't you give him a sedative? The screaming's going to give me a little headache. I'll land her, and you guys can then carry him off the plane, all right? We're not going to land. No one's going to land. Don't you want to land? That's the point. That's what I'm saying. No one's going to land. Chuck, will you take care of it? Put me down! Put me down! Don't you understand? Ah, no! No! There have to be people like that when a plane's going to crash. Wouldn't that be odd in a plane crash, though? The plane's going down, everybody's kind of weeping and silent, maybe their heads in their lap. They're hugging, and one guy in the plane is going nuts. One guy's just going crazy.